Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I've got Glenn Abbott from the Red Cross with me. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning.
Glenn, if you'd like to come a little bit closer to the microphone so we can all hear what you're going to say. They're not the most sensitive things. Now, Glenn, you are, as I say, from the Red Cross.
Yes.
And again, if you get a little bit closer, Glenn, I'm going to try and make you sound a bit louder. How's that?
How's that, Glenn?
That's a lot better, isn't it? Fantastic. Okay. So, now, Glenn, you've come in because, well, there's a bit of a story, isn't there? There was an incident in Ventnor recently. Perhaps you could remind us about that.
Yeah, a couple of Sundays ago, would it be now, there was a partial building collapse, and our gentlemen were called out by the fire brigade, or our team was called out by the fire brigade to go and assist. We assisted 10 people to help that, and it sort of came to the notice of everybody around the island that we were there. And off that, we're really looking for more recruits to join us. We're a small, tight team, but we'd like people to join us and come and help us out and come and be part of our great team.
Okay, good, because I was just talking to you just while we were waiting to come on air, and suddenly I was taken by surprise by the fact you're a volunteer.
Yes.
And in fact, all the Red
Cross... A lot of the general public seem to be surprised at that. We do not get any money for what we do. We just do it to help the community.
Yeah, well,
and that's it. We're not heroes. We're not anything. We're all got day-to-day jobs that we go out and do and quite happily get on with our lives and have our family lives. But it's just that sometimes a day we will get a call that we're needed, and we go and help the emergency services when we're needed.
Well, I was going to say I was surprised you were a volunteer, but you've sort of said what I was going to. In fact, the entire Red Cross team, this response team on the Isle of Wight, is made up of volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. Not just in emergency response, but in event first aid that we cover as well. And some of our independent living crew up at the headquarters here are just purely volunteers who give up their time for free to go and help and make sure that the local community is getting the support they need.
And so when something like the Ventnor incident comes up, then it draws really on your resource, doesn't it? There must be very, very few people left to do the day-to-day work.
No, it doesn't. We have separate areas. So the team that are looking after emergency response and our other branches tend to be dedicated to that. But on the island, because of the way the island is... Mm. We tend to double up. So I've got two jobs. I'm a group leader for Event First Aid. I'm a group leader for the emergency response team. And we sort of double up there because we know that we can be pulled wherever. Mm. The emergency response tends to be you're on duty one day of the week, overnight.
Right.
So that's when that tends to be when we get called out, is overnight. So, I mean, there's times I've been called out at 2 o'clock in the morning and you rush off. You go what you have to do. You come back home and 2 hours later you're getting up because you've got to go to work.
But you're looking for volunteers today, and obviously there's an interest now following what people saw, the great work you did in Ventnor. Is it volunteers in the emergency team specifically you're looking for, more widely?
Volunteers widely. If you think you have something to offer, come and see us, or go online and see us. And, you know, we're more than happy to meet up and chat and see what people can offer.
So you say something to offer. Mm. Are you looking? Do people have to have any particular skills? Or if someone's sitting there and saying, "Oh, I don't like the sight of blood," or "I've never put a bandage on in my life," is that going to be a problem?
No. We can have a chat and discuss what's entailed in more detail. And if they think, "Yeah, that's for me," then we're more than happy sort of to start the process and get them enrolled. And for the emergency response, we train once a month. So we'll meet up once a month and sort of chat and discuss and go through any training we need to go in. The emergency response side is more if you're a caring person, if you're empathetic to people, mm-hmm. then you're just what we need. You know, it is a very selfless job. It's not sort of don't go out if you want to think you're going to be noticed or here, because we don't. I mean, yes, I'm here today doing publicity, but we're not out to get publicity. We just want to sort of help people and then go back to our nice little worlds that we do.
No, that's fantastic. As I say, it was really apparent that you did some fantastic work in Ventnor. And I mean, are there any other examples of it, things you've been involved in recently, just to give people an
recently?
Idea?
Recently?
Well, or over the year, let's
just
say.
Just let me think. I was out at the Bryston fire where a couple lost the roof of their house, which was very traumatic for them. I mean,
absolutely.
We are meeting people when we go out to various incidences at the most traumatic time, and we are there, we support the fire brigade most of the time, but we're also supporting the people that have had that incident happen to them. And once we know that they are fine, that they've got their insurers have been organized and got their, and they've got a roof over their head for the night, because obviously if they've lost their house or lost the roof of the house, it's totally gone, so they can't stay in the house. So as long as they got roof, access to food, water, the basic essentials of living, then we know that we're done, and we help the fire brigade. So the fire brigade can literally focus on what they've got to do, get their work done, and the super work that they do, whether they're full-time or retained, they do an excellent job, and we just help. We're backing them up and giving them the support, and also giving as the Red Cross term, and beneficiaries the support that they need.
Okay, so there's got to be a certain robustness
in
people coming forward.
Definitely. Yeah, so you can be woken up, as I say, 2 a.m. I've been woken up out of a nice fitful sleep to be told, yeah, we've got an incident on, you need to come out. I went, okay. And if I can, I can. You're not expected to do it all the time, because we know that people have lives and they have holidays and they have children and all the rest of it. But if you're willing to give up at least one night a week to be on the duty roster, fantastic.
And obviously, the more people you've got on that roster, the more chance you've got of getting the people who can give the help when something happens.
Oh, yes, yes.
So if people want to find out more, I mean, you've talked about there's training once a month, but say someone's listening out there and they think, I would like to do this. I'm a robust person and I think I can help. What should they do when they've stopped listening to you? What's their course of action?
I would say, go straight onto the British Red Cross site. That's redcross.org.uk. There is a volunteering section there that they can get into and apply for the Isle of Wight area. If they can't do that, or for whatever issue, the internet's not too great or whatever, pop into Newport, the headquarters in Newport, and if they leave their contact details there, someone there will contact me and I'll be in contact with them.
And that's the office that is on, it's one of those roads, we had to think of the name, didn't we? Honey Cross Way.
Honey Cross Way it's called.
But it's the one next to the garage operated by the Orange supermarket.
The other supermarket there on the island.
Which is also the place where people can get the free medical equipment and so on, I seem to remember that.
The medical loans, yes, they do that, and wheelchairs, But their opening hours are only 9 till 1 p.m, so don't think you can turn up on the bus and come in at 4, because there'll be nobody there. And you don't want to be, you know, put out by that. I don't want people to be put out because it's not there. So between 9 and 1, there's always somebody in the office.
Okay. It sounds as if it's better if people could use the internet.
There's
only so many staff in that office,
definitely,
aren't there?
I will say this. If you tend to live out the further out of Newport you live out, especially for emergency response, it's better if you have a car and you drive, because our vehicles are kept at Newport and we all have to come into Newport to then get the vehicles to then go out to the events.
Right, okay.
So I will say that, especially for emergency, especially because we get called out any time during the night, most of the time, that you're coming into Newport first before you can go out. So a car's ideal, really, because obviously public transport, yeah, they all go to beddy buys.
Certainly 2 o'clock in the morning, and you'd be struggling.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is all fascinating. As I said, I didn't realise how reliant the Red Cross on the island certainly is on that volunteer body of people.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. We are very dedicated to keeping the island, you know, helping the island as much as we can. And we've got a great group of volunteers, even in our first aid side and in the emergency response side. They're just a great bunch of people that give up their time quite freely, you know, freely to go out and help people. I mean, we, in the event side of it, we do Haven Street. We're out there. We help them out. And we've done with the White Warrior Speedway as well. We've done medical cover for them. And that's just one of our strings to our bow that we do on the island.
Okay. Well, it's fascinating, but also very worthwhile, very worthy. And I know you say you're not heroes, but you sound like them to me. Unsung heroes, perhaps.
Just a little.
So if there's anyone else out there who has been interested by what they've seen in the news recently, but also interested in what Glenn's saying and would like to volunteer. So it's the website, redcross.org.uk. I think the UK is important here because I just tried Googling it and I came up with the American Red Cross.
Yeah.
So
the Red Cross is an international organisation. Yeah. And you don't want to end up applying for the Bali branch of the Red Cross or something like that.
I don't know. Bali branch might be.
Yeah.
Might be difficult being called out at 2 o'clock in the morning to get to Bali.
Just might be.
So it's redcross.org.uk. Or if you go to the Red Cross office in Honeycross Way, but that, as we said, is 9 till 1 in the morning only. And is that just 5 days a week as well?
They're 5 days a week, yes.
5 days a week.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to let people know about? Or
no. I think we've covered everything.
Okay. So we just want those people to come in and then you or some of the other volunteers will see them, speak to them and train them.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Glenn, thank you so much for coming in.
That's okay, no problem at all. Thank you for having me.
We hope you will get some volunteers as a result of this. I trust you will. And everyone out there, this is a fantastic thing to do. We heartily encourage you here at Vectis Radio to volunteer and help your community in this way.
Come out and volunteer, everybody. Thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.